Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. Ron Gordon is an engineering contractor supporting NATO in northern Afghanistan for 3 years, also working hotspots in Africa, New Guinea, with travels to the UAE, Dubai, China, Philippines, Thailand, Istanbul. He's worked as an FIFO project development engineer to remote mine sites in Australia, PNG, and Africa. He's the author of the book, The Wolf Bites, and he's our guest coming to us by Skype from Australia on today's This Week in America. Ron, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Rick. It's good to be on your program.
Well, it is our pleasure, and so much to talk about with the book and with that life. And I did not exaggerate any of that life. In fact, I just sort of touched the surface of that life. If I called you sort of having a gypsy lifestyle, that wouldn't be an understatement, would it? You certainly have been all over the world.
That's true, Rick. From a very early age, when I was 13 years old, my parents and my brother, we were on an ocean liner to New Zealand, went to Curacao and through the Panama Canal. And that's my first experiences of leaving the United Kingdom.
Yes, and what's interesting is that just began this whole lifetime journey. Obviously, you like doing that, the travel, being in different countries, being involved in different situations. This really has appealed to you throughout your life, hasn't it?
It certainly has, Rick. You can gain a lot of lifetime experiences by travel, meeting other people, working with like-minded contractors, and it really does fill out your life's experiences and ambitions.
Well, and we see so much of that and the imagination you have, and I'm sure a lot of it rooted in what you've seen, the experiences over the course of your life in your book called The Wolf Bites. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, bookventure.com, in their bookstore. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book and order the book. And this is what a part of the Wolf series books. You also wrote the Kremlin Wolf as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right, Rick. The Kremlin Wolf was the first novel, and that came out of my experiences in Afghanistan. While I was working in Afghanistan, I had some downtime waiting for spare parts to come from Germany and Europe. And in that downtime, I spent time in the coffee shop and writing on my laptop all the things I knew about the base that I was stationed at, some of the people I'd met and worked with while I was there. And out of what I wrote, I thought, gee, there's a novel in this. And that was the start of The Kremlin Wolf.
It is a captivating novel. In fact, one review said a high-powered adventure that could literally be plucked from today's headlines. You just might find a lot to snack on in this tale of the world on the brink of World War III. And as you're reading that, that really comes into focus. How much of what you write about could actually be happening, could be true, something that we see in our lifetime?
All of it's applicable and all of it's true. Now, what I do is I read a lot of current affairs, the newspapers, and I've written both stories about the Kremlin Wolf around current events, not just in the wartime scenarios, but also the terrorist attacks that have gone on in Europe, America, and in the UK. I've also written it around your current presidential elections, so there's a lot of people in there that Americans will recognize.
Now, as you're reading the book, you're thinking, this is really, it moves quickly, it's a great story, it's a great tale. And then you stop and think, but it's got so much credibility. I'm thinking maybe this is something that we should be alarmed about as well. It's interesting, from the first page of the book, one review said, you're thrust into the heat of battle and consumed with a hornet's nest of hidden agendas, divided loyalties, exploding cast of characters. You start off strong. Sometimes you read a novel, a work of fiction, and it takes 4 or 5 chapters before you get things rolling. You grab a hold of us, don't you, right on that first chapter and have our interest.
Yeah, you must be talking about the second book, Wolf Bites.
Yes, yes.
That's true. Where I left the Kremlin Wolf, I left it at a raid conducted by American Special Forces in Mogadishu, and that led me into the second book, and basically I resurrected some of the old characters and resurrected the central character and some of his helpers who were terrorists working for terrorist organizations. And a lot of those things that I've written about are really current. There's the references to a lot of kidnappings. You'll probably remember the Chibok schoolgirls that were abducted
yes.
by Boko Haram.
Yes.
Well, that's also part of the story, because some of it is in Ethiopia and that area of the Horn of Africa.
The book is called The Wolf Bites. It's one of a series of the Wolf books, and you'll get those, all the information at Amazon, bookventure.com in the bookstore, and you can link on directly to those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you've got a Russian missile-carrying train that's been hijacked by terrorists intent on detonating a nuclear device. You've got a lot of action going on, and once you start reading, it's one of those where if you decide it's the end of the night, I need to get some sleep for the workday tomorrow, I'm going to stop now. You find yourself reading 5 more chapters before you know it, because you really can't stop reading it. This really is a tale that that moves through, and you've got a lot of elements that are working there.
Yeah, that's true. Your reference to the nuclear train, the Barguzin train, is the Russian name for it. In the time of Yeltsin and Gorbachev's Russia, they were actually developing nuclear trains then, but once Glasnost approached and Russia softened its stance towards the West, they discontinued the nuclear train program. However, under Vladimir Putin, the new Russian president, he has resurrected the nuclear train system, and it's currently active. You'll find that everything in the book is referenced back to what is happening with the nuclear and project developments with Russian scientists, and how they actually build up the nuclear train system. I don't know whether you know much about the Second World War. The Germans used to hide their big guns in tunnels on rail cars, and a similar thing is happening all over Russia. These nuclear wagons can be hidden in tunnels, mine sites, virtually anywhere. They can move them around Russia, so the Allies have no idea where a nuclear train is at any particular time. And that is happening, so it's current.
Once again, as we're reading the entertaining story, we're realizing that this actually could and possibly is happening in real life. The book is The Wolf Bites by Ron Gordon, our guest on the program, coming to us from Australia on the program today. Yeah, it's interesting, because as I'm reading this book, you have such a a grasp of all the things that are technical. You do an excellent job of explaining everything. In fact, one review says he displays a virtually encyclopedic knowledge of all things technical, creating an aura of authenticity, often unlike seen in most authors, and comparing you to Tom Clancy in doing that. That's quite a compliment, and that's the background, I assume, coming through, because when you're writing about these things, you actually know about them.
Thanks for that, Rick. It is flattering to be compared to Tom Clancy. He's an author that I would certainly aspire to, but what you're talking about there is my background is a mechanical engineering background, so I'm very interested in how munitions work, how computers work, and satellites, drones. All these things are of interest to a mechanical mind. And while I was working in Afghanistan, just to give you a little bit of background, I had to work at the military airport for a while, doing some repair work on one of the helicopter hangars, and the toilets were actually over the tarmac next to another hangar. And whenever I went over there, this hangar actually contained drones. Now, you've probably got no idea as a layman how big these drones are, but one sitting on the tarmac would come up to my shoulders. And one day when I was going over there, the fuselage of these drones were open, and there was laptops on desks, the cables running from the laptops into the chip interfaces inside the drones, and these were being reprogrammed for their next flight to seek out and destroy terrorism in Afghanistan. And every time I went over there, I had a good look at these, at the computers, because I was curious. It was, an interesting insight into how war is now being fought.
You know, that would be a fascinating look at that. And by talking about it and then writing as you do in the book, The Wolf Bites, it gives us a chance to sort of see what goes on. We get news headlines, and that's pretty much the end of the story there. But that gives us a whole new perspective on things. Time is going by too quickly on the program. I've got a few things. At the end of the book, you talk about a world power shift. You talk about the rising might of Russia, worldwide exercises in the Baltic and South China Sea. America yes. was rapidly getting shut out of access to Asia and its allies. Is that what's happening in the world?
That is indeed what is happening, sadly. You've probably noticed in the newspapers that Russian aggression is lifting. You've only got to look at Ukraine, at the recent attack by the Russian Navy on Ukrainian ships, kidnapping the sailors. They're going on trial within weeks. You're already aware of the militarization of islands in the South China Sea, which China said at the time that they were not going to militarize, but they have done, all under the watch of NATO, Australia, and America. And we've allowed it to happen. The problem is that if we don't start putting money towards our own defense contractors, as Donald Trump is doing or trying to do at the moment, we are going to be left behind. And there could be a massive shift, which I believe is not there yet. I think, you know, we're a good 18 months away from any confrontation. And what I applaud at the moment is Donald Trump's insistence on bringing China to heel over trade and theft of intellectual property. This has also been going on for a long time. Previous presidents have sort of turned a blind eye because the economy's been strong. But I'm hoping that this will allow America to get back on top and keep China busy for a while trying to comply with trade issues so that they have less chance of building up their economy and, as a consequence, their defense capabilities, which I'll probably write about in the next book. But it is happening, Rick.
That takes care of the China part of it, and that's great insight into what's happening there and its position on the global stage. With Russia, we hear a lot about we should try to be friends with Russia. We should try to get along with Russia. Can you trust Russia?
That's a good question, and I'd answer that one by a quote from Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Okay,
And I believe this is what Trump is trying to do.
yes.
But the mainstream media probably doesn't see it that way. By making a friend and an ally of Russia, you've got some help against China. Whether you can trust them, I think there's only one way you can trust Russia, and that's have considerably more power, firepower. And then you'll have an ally that won't want to upset you. And this also, I think, is Trump's end game, but nobody can see it yet.
This is just a fascinating conversation. The book we're talking about, The Wolf Bites by Ron Gordon, it's a fiction book doing exceptionally well, great reviews. It's part of the series that we talked about, the Wolf series books. The Kremlin Wolf is the other book. Both books available at Amazon, of course. You can get information at bookventure.com in the bookstore. A minute or so left in the program. What are you doing now? You've been all over the world. Have you sort of retired from all the travel and settling down now?
To some extent, Rick, I have. I'm still looking for opportunities. What I've been lucky enough to do is apply for positions where I've had managers that recognize that you can give me a challenge and I'll either sink or swim. So far, I've been able to swim and back up the trust shown me by the various managers. And that's why I went to Afghanistan. I had a manager in Germany who I worked for 3 years and just threw various challenges at me, and I was able to come up trumps for them every time. But although I'm still looking for opportunities, I like opportunities where companies I work for pay for my expenses. So I've been lucky enough to do that at the moment. I certainly don't do a lot of travel to hot spots on my own money. I prefer to go to the likes of Thailand, Philippines for a holiday break on my own money.
It's just such a fascinating life, and that life continues with all the adventure and the travel and all the assignments out there. Ron Gordon is our guest on the program. The books we're talking about, The Wolf Bites, we've talked a lot about that on the program today. The other book is The Kremlin Wolf, and I take it that you're working on the next book, and it sounds like you've made some progress with it.
Yes, I have got what you'd probably call a bit of a storyboard of issues and ideas that I'm hoping to turn into another novel. And I'm not sure yet whether it'll be separate from the Wolf series, based on just China and Russia, or whether I'll roll it into the Wolf series as a trilogy. and a final novel.
Well, we will be looking forward to that. You've done an excellent job. The book, the book's receiving rave reviews. It's an excellent story, well told, quickly paced. You can't put it down. It's got everything going for it. The Wolf Bites is what we were talking about in the program. The other book, The Kremlin Wolf. The author, Ron Gordon, coming to us tonight via Skype from Australia. Ron, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for taking time to talk about it. Look forward to having you back on the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, for following up and making it an interesting talk show.
Well, it was a fascinating conversation, and I appreciate having you on the program. Once again, the book is The Wolf Bites. Ron Gordon is the author. Book's available at Amazon, bookventure.com in the bookstore, and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.